When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. Welcome in for another episode of Volcove Confidential. I'm your host, Austin Price, brought to you by the great folks at Knoxville Smiles, Dr. Malone, Dr. Costa, Dr. Walco. Go see them for all of your dental needs. But before we get to tonight's guest, which is Ricky Gibson, we bring in this great Will Crockett of the Volunteer Club. And Will, you rock the hat like nobody's business. You're also wearing one of these cool hoodies it's lined with, you know, all kinds of different sporting stuff. The merch this time of year, obviously a big deal, especially as we head towards the SEC tournament.
Yeah, so we're always trying to bring out new items. This shirt that we have here in front of us, we just got on the website this week. But as you mentioned, we're going to be in Nashville for the SEC tournament. So we'll be there really starting Thursday. Hopefully, you know, we're there all weekend, but we're going to be at Barstool Nashville. So all of our members are welcome to come out there, visit with us. You'll have to show your mobile wallet pass, but we have a second floor area that's just for ball club members. We're going to have some food there for everybody, but should be a great time.
Of course, Tennessee won't play until Friday. Barstool, the exclusive home for the Volunteer Club. How unique are those events, just from a standpoint of kind of having a nice little community of Vol fans that are frequently at the same spot?
Yes. I mean, what we've really found is as people are out traveling, they're going to different away games, they're at home games. A lot of our people are starting to realize I'm seeing the same faces at each of these events that they're doing. They're starting to get to know one another. They're planning away game trips with each other. We've had people talking about what they're going to do in Charlotte for the football season. It's really cool to see that kind of stuff just come together. Barstool has been awesome with us. I mean, the fact that we have a place, you know, on Second Avenue, downtown Nashville, that's willing to have our ball club on the second floor is really cool.
Now it's time to turn our attention to defensive back Ricky Gibson. Before that, more from Knoxville Smiles. Knoxville Smiles, whose mission is providing concierge-style service, top-notch technology, and relationship-based care. If you are scared of going to the dentist, the folks at Knoxville Smiles will make you feel at ease. They provide pain-free cleanings and even sedation dentistry.
Ricky! How are you doing?
Ricky, what was that first year like? Got to play a lot more at the end than you did at the beginning, but it seemed like you just kind of kept getting better and better and getting more praise from the coaches.
That first year was definitely a learning experience for sure. Coming in from high school to college, it was definitely like a big speed different change that I had to get used to. And basically, I always just keep trying to work, put my head down, and keep trying to impress the coaches and stuff like that, impress myself, impress the teammates.
How hard is that? Because every one of the kids that ends up signing here was a stud in high school, right? Making all kinds of plays, interceptions in your case, touchdowns on the offensive side. And then you get here, and not everybody plays right away. Very few do, and it plays a lot. How hard is that to go from being top dog to all of a sudden you got to kind of reset and go back to kind of the back of the line, so to speak?
Oh, it was very hard because I come in there, I remember, like, first time – like, I went in front of the line for real, but everybody's kind of looking at me like, oh, what is he doing? So I just got in the back and stuff like that. And after that, because in high school, I was kind of in front of the line, kind of showing everybody what to do, and they just learned off of me, so I just had to learn off of them. That was kind of hard, too.
Was there a point in time when the game started to slow down? Because you got more and more playing time as the year went along, especially there at the end. But was there a time where you're like, okay, that same thing happened in fall camp, and it was a lot faster then?
It might sound crazy. It was after that Kentucky game when I got that concussion.
Yeah.
It kind of changed. I was like, yeah, it hurt, but, like, I can do this. Like, yeah, I kind of got, like, a concussion and everything. It really wasn't a concussion. I kind of played next week, but I kind of got banged up, kind of got stumbled. So after that Kentucky, that really kind of changed my mind. Like, I can really do this.
How much confidence you carrying into spring ball?
I got a lot of confidence. Crazy, crazy confidence. It's going to be fun.
Is that something that starts, you know, next week? I mean, is that something where you're kind of, you know, like, been chomping at the bit? Because, I mean, winter workouts are fine. You're putting in the grind, but it's like, man, I want to get out there and put some pads on again.
Yeah, man, I just want to get up there and start touching them, man. You know, I like depressing stuff. You see what they got for real. See if they can run.
Some new wide receivers on this team. Some nice athletic wide receivers coming in, whether it's Brazel or Mike or Braylon Staley. You like that extra challenge?
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, they make it fun. They kind of talk, and I like that.
Are you a talker?
Not for real. I keep it quiet, but if they push me enough, I might start talking.
Now, you wore 18 this past year. One of Tennessee's best DBs of all time, Dell Carter, wore 18. Is that something you're trying to keep? Or are you like every other kid that wants to get to the single digits eventually?
I want to get to the single digits. I had it since high school. I don't know. It might be a thought now that you said that, because I really didn't know that. I might do some research on that now. But right now, it's single digits.
What number were you in high school?
I was six. Six.
So trying to get back there. That's available now that Beasley's gone.
Yep. Hope so. Keep working.
Six is one that not a lot of people go for, though. You know what I mean? Like, everybody goes for one, three, you know.
Yeah, but you just never know, because there's a lot of older guys, and the coach is basically off competition how you do.
Sure.
So you just never know.
What have you learned most from Willie Martinez?
Just is how he coached. Like, he has a different coaching style than my high school coach, so just trying to learn how he coached and how I can receive information better from him. And so more so, like, he not talking at me, we're kind of conversating. Like, oh, like, he might tell me, but, like, in my head, I remember, like, oh, extend the conversation more further. So, like, that's kind of, like, the biggest thing, for real.
Every time I see you, you're always with John Slaughter and Christian Conyer, and y'all have the similar haircuts. It's like y'all are triplets walking around. How much has that relationship with those guys, and you knew each other, you know, from the recruiting process, you know, how much has that helped the transition to college? Because you walk in, you know, walk in the door with buddies, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's a different feeling.
Yeah, nah, them my guys for sure. Like, man, ride or die for real. But how that really transitioned, I really didn't talk. I don't talk for real at all. And so they were kind of, like, picking at me for real and stuff like that, just saying stuff. And I eventually came out of my shell, and then we started becoming friends. And how that transition on the field, just, like, kind of know what we're thinking at the same time. Like, oh, like, we watch film together and stuff like that. So, like, if we see that formation, he already know what I see. And so it just makes everything more smooth and we can play more freely.
Your uncle Carlos Dansby played at Auburn and obviously played, you know, quite a few years in the NFL. How much did you look up to him growing up from a standpoint of just, like, he kind of is living the dream you're trying to get to?
Just setting the example, for real. I remember me going to NFL games. He used to have limos coming out the hotel, taking us to the games. It would be in this press box. So I was just like, man, I just want to do that one day. And, like, so forth. Like, he kept telling me to come. And eventually I started picking up on the game. And I remember I was, like, a little kid just asking, like, why is there a flag? They threw a flag. I was telling my mom why they threw the flag. So she was like, I was just basically learning the game at the same time.
What DBs do you try to pattern your game after?
This is a hard one. I really like Denzel Ward. Because he a dog. Even though he kind of small, like people like to say I'm kind of small, he dog. He go hard no matter what. He push. I like him. I really like him a lot.
You might be like, what, weight-wise, I guess you can maybe say small. But, yeah, like, height, I mean, you're tall for a corner.
No, yeah, I'm pretty long. It's just that, yeah, like, everybody keeps saying, like, weight. So I'm just trying to prove that theory. Like, hey, I'm a dog.
How much weight have you put on this offseason?
Right now I'm 180.
What were you when you got here?
When I got here, for high school, I was like 163.
That's not that bad.
64.
Emmanuel Mosley showed up here, and he's in the NFL now. He showed up at like 130.
Ooh,
he was tiny, man. Yeah. And then he put on like 40 or 50 pounds, and he's like 160, 170 when he left. I mean, he put on a substantial amount of weight, you know. But, I mean, he was tiny when he got here. So, I mean, like, again, it's all about putting the work in.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part of the weight room, and what's the part where you're like, when you see kind of the outline of the day of what you're working on, what's the one thing you go?
Front squat is that moment, because I got to hold it in the front, right? I mean, I'm already kind of long. My leg, I'm really all legs for real, so I got to go, man, that is tough. And then it's hard too, because we got the eccentric with it, so we can't just go all just in one motion. We got to one, two, three, and then we go up. And so that's probably that's the toughest workout for real, is that front squat. I hate that one.
What do you like the most?
What do I like the most in there? I like hang clean.
When you look at the secondary that you guys are going to be walking into that room, you know, on the 18th, it's different. A lot of those veteran guys are gone. Guys either graduated, like Jalen McCullough at the safety spot, or transferred out, you know. do you feel like it's a different look room in there? I mean, do you ever look around and go, man, it's different from like 2.5 months ago?
Man, I mean, it is different because I've seen a lot of older faces and stuff. Like, man, they kind of old. Now it's kind of like they the same age as me. It's like, man, it's kind of cool now. Like, we all finna compete. Like, we all finna better each other now. Like, we all finna try to stick with each other, hang out with each other. Because, like, they were older. So they were kind of like, we would kind of steer off from them. Like, it wasn't bad, but like, you know what I mean? They still had their group because they were older and stuff like that. But, I mean, it is different, but I like the feeling.
When you got out there for bowl practice and you watch Boo Carter run around, Boo carries himself a certain way and has a certain swag that just a lot of kids don't have. What impresses you about him?
He's going to be really talented, I think. I'm not going to lie. He's going to be really talented. Like, it's just natural ability. He's just natural at it. Like, you can sub him anywhere for real. Like, we've been putting him different, just natural for real. He's going to be really talented.
And he's a talker.
Yeah, he is. That's what I like about him, too. He's going to let you know.
So you're quiet, and he's a talker.
Mm-hmm.
Does he talk for you when you make a play?
Oh, yeah. He's going to be hype for sure. He's going to be hype for sure.
Oh, that's fantastic. He's another guy that may want that number 6.
Oh, yeah. See what I'm saying? You just never know.
You never know. When you look at, you know, this team, it's got a lot of cagey veterans at different spots, as we discussed, not necessarily in the secondary. But you did bring in Jermod McCoy, you know, from Oregon State. You brought in, you know, the kid from MTSU, Jacoby Thomas. What have you liked about the additions in the defensive backfield?
Also, my boy Jalen.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Jalen McMurray. They're really smart. They came in, they're picking up on the playbook just like that. Just like that. Now we can talk about more stuff than just like the plays. Now we can talk about formations and stuff with them, and they're really picking up fast, and they got some good footwork as well.
How hard is that though, from a standpoint of like those guys are coming here to play, and mm-hmm. all of a sudden you're like, okay, it's my time, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden you look up and here comes these transfers in. I mean, you know, it's modern day college football because everybody's moving around.
Yeah,
but like, how hard is that part of it?
I mean, it's not that hard because yeah, they trying to play just like everybody else is trying to play, trying to feed their family as well. But like I said, I just feel like we're going to better each other, and the next level, which is going to be the NFL for us, it's going to be, this is where we want to go.
Not only just those guys, but I mean, you got competitions with Conyer, who's your buddy, and mm-hmm. Jordan Matthews, and I mean, you know, I always feel like that competition is always healthy competition. How much does that kind of linger back to the dorm room, you know, when if he makes a play or you make a play or whatever, mm-hmm. linger back, you know, in the competitiveness living together?
Well, the competitors living together, like, say, like, if I get messed up on one rep, we'll all be, like, in the Stokely, we'll have this living room, and we had this 75-inch TV in there, and we airplayed, like, our film to the Thundercloud, to the TV, and so we would just watch film, and say, like, if I made a play, they'd be like, oh, what you did, what did you see, and I'll tell them what did I did, what I see, and stuff like that. Say if John got messed up, I'd be like, oh, this is why you got messed up, if C2 would have messed up, so we all just pointed to each other.
We're brought to you by Knoxville Smiles. What makes you smile? What puts that on your face?
Everything, for real. That's how I was just raised, just a smile.
You do. You smile a lot. You see me, and I always, you know, they always walk in, I call them the triplets, and you always just got this big grin on your face. Like, I don't think you have bad days.
Man, I try not to show them. For real.
Well, Knoxville Smiles, we appreciate the great people. Dr. Malone, Dr. Koster, Dr. Wilco, here's more on them.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Costa. Dr. Malone and I here at Knoxville Smiles are here to help you with any of your dental needs, whether it's a routine cleaning, a root canal, or if you just want some advice. Did you know that you don't have to settle for a denture anymore? My team and Dr. Malone are here to help you no matter where you're at and to help you figure out the truth for your dental health. So give us a call or visit our website at KnoxvilleSmiles.com.
So what are the goals? Not only this spring, but this fall. I mean, are you one of those guys that kind of puts it down on paper and, all right, I'm going to try to accomplish this, Do you think about those type of things?
Nah, I'm really a team-oriented player for real. So I'll say, like, the SEC Championship is a big one for us. So that's really our main goal, and I'm just really here to help us get to that goal.
First year of the playoff. That's got to be another one of the goals, just to be one of those teams that gets in the tournament,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the tournament too as well, because if we get to the championship, we're going to be in the tournament.
Have you thought about that, like how cool that's going to be if you can get to that point? Because, I mean, the first year.
Think about it. First year, I ain't 12 teams. This is, hey, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be long, too. Long.
I'm going to assume you opted in on an NCAA football.
I did.
I mean, why would you not? Like, I mean, I saw where Arch Manning didn't, whatever. I mean, like, to each his own. But, I mean, like, growing up as a kid, like, why would you not want to be in a video game, right?
Man, I was playing Road to Glory. I couldn't even play on weekdays. I'm sorry, man. I couldn't even play on weekdays, but I sometimes lock my door and just sneak on, make Road to Glory, NCAA 14. I was just chilling. Like I love playing NCAA. I don't see how you don't want to be in there. For real.
The question is will he be number 18 or will he be number 6?
The question is.
Get the black jerseys, the gray jerseys.
Man.
You go play in black jerseys every time.
I just hope they give me a good overall. I hope they miss me with the overall. That's it. That's all I want is a good overall.
Good overall grade. What do you think your grade's going to be? What does it need to be? What will you be happy with?
Like an 85, 84.
So realistic.
Realistic, yeah. I know I ain't do too crazy. That's really generous, for real. 84.
Where do you feel like you are in the pecking order on this team from a leadership standpoint? I mean, do you kind of still see yourself as not one of the leaders? Or do you feel like you've got to start to, you know, because, I mean, let's face it, most people are expecting you to play a lot more this fall. So, I mean, do you feel like you have to kind of morph a little bit?
I feel like I still have to morph a little bit. And I just feel like that's going to come with trust through the team, like through my play. I feel like I have a say-so, but not for real. I feel like I really hold no weight right now because I really haven't put in as much as the older guys put in. So I kind of stay up out of it. But, like, with DBs-wise, like with the leadership, I'll say, like, some guys try to come to me for my more stuff, like, you know what I'm saying, like, because I feel like I'm more know a little bit more, exercise a little bit, so I can kind of help them out.
Jordan or LeBron?
I'm about to say LeBron. I ain't see Jordan play, so I can't say Jordan.
You can always go on YouTube.
Yeah, but like in person, I seen LeBron.
I know, but that begs the question.
I don't even like LeBron. I really like Curry, but it's LeBron.
If the best DB of all time played in 1988, but because you didn't see him play.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Like, actually, like, Deion Sanders is the best, and I haven't
seen him play. There you go.
You're probably right.
It's kind of like a certain 7-on-7 coach, he knows who he is, said to me probably about 4 years ago, today's group of kids think CeeDee Lamb is the GOAT receiver, right? Because that's all they know. Like, that's who they see. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and I think that's a very fair assessment because people become prisoners of the moment.
Yeah.
But I'm with you on Curry. He is really, really good.
Hey, he's really nice. And for his size, too, really nice.
I mean, and the thing is, you know, he played, you know, for a long time at Davidson. He's an older guy. I mean, he's, you know, pushing 36. Yeah. You know, so, I mean, how many more years can he play at that level?
I don't know, because all he really doing is shooting. He ain't really having all that physical like LeBron.
He's not, but you know, the quickness and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but he coming off screens and stuff. You never know.
You never know.
Coming off screens.
You're an Alabama kid. There was no pro sports in Alabama. Were you a pro sports guy growing up? And if so, who did you kind of tend to root for? In all pro sports.
So, like, you can break it all down?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the NFL. I'm really starting like the Bills. Even though they're not doing that good with Josh Allen and Stephon, I like their defense. Their defense, all like if you watch film on them, I know I want some more stuff. They watch film on them. They all in one unison. NBA, I gotta say the Warriors because of Curry. I'm just a Curry fan.
I get you.
Wherever Curry go, I go. For real, I'm bandwagon. Baseball, I haven't really watched baseball for real like that.
Did you play baseball growing up?
I did. I really did.
What'd you play?
Shortstop, infield, second base.
Yeah. You a basketball guy in high school?
I was okay.
But you played?
I have a video of me shooting a step back three in Bronny James' face.
Yeah, in Bronny James' face.
We were probably like 12, but I did it.
You did it.
I did it.
Doesn't matter how old he was.
Yeah, for real.
Favorite home cooked meal?
Rotel.
Is that a must? When you go home, and I know you don't get a ton of time to go home, but when you go home, that like, hey, this is what I want?
Mama already have it ready.
She already has it ready.
I promise she already have it ready. Rotel and chicken.
Favorite homemade dessert?
Oh, no. We had made some s'mores one time. It was real good. Me and my mom made some s'mores.
I remember back in the recruiting process, I know mom was very important to you. How important is that relationship?
Me and my mom relationship is very important. Also, my dad too, because he has a very big say so as well.
Sure, we don't want to slight dad. We don't want to slight dad, but you brought mom up, so
yeah. But both of them, I really trusted them.
And sure,
they trusted me to make the right decision, and I think I made the right decision. I know I made the right decision.
What is it about, you know, being around aunts, grandma, grandpa, all those that, you know, have had an impact on you?
Trying to take their advice. I know they've been here for a long time, so they've seen it all, did it all, as they say. So I was just really listening to them and not just kind of blowing them off because they old and really trying to listen to them. And I try to talk to them a lot, especially my granddad. My granddad, he has a lot of knowledge. I call him regular too. So
what have you enjoyed most about Tennessee?
I'll say the fans. Just seeing them around and stuff like that, it's crazy.
When you're on the Vol Walk, do you got the headphones on, I'm sure? Is it hard for you not to smile walking down the Vol Walk looking around? Or do you have your head down? Because, I mean, like, you smile a lot. You're like the defensive version of McAllen Castles, who always smiles himself.
Yeah, it is hard. I be trying to look down. I got to sometimes just look through my phone, flip through my phone. I'm not really even on enough for real. I'm just listening to music, flipping through my phone, so I can't look at people, because if I look at people, I'm going to smile.
If you're planning the Gibson family vacation, where are we going?
Where are we going? I want to go, like, to France or something like that. France.
Why?
I just feel like it'll be real calm. I'm a real calm person. I don't like too much craziness. I feel like they'll be real calm, cool scenery just to walk around and look at.
So we don't need to take you to New York City?
Nah, it'd probably be too loud. I'd probably be wanting to go back home.
I feel you. What's one place in on campus that you kind of go to kind of clear the head?
I go to Chick-fil-A.
In the UC?
Sit down, because I know I got to eat as well, so I just sit down.
What's the go-to order?
I get a large fry. I get a cookies and cream milkshake.
Yes. it the best milkshake at a fast food restaurant.
And then I get an 8-count chicken nugget.
Yep.
And then I get a spicy deluxe, and that's it.
You're eating a lot, though.
Yeah.
For a little guy trying to pack on the pounds.
I try.
When you go to the nutrition bar over there, and they're throwing the peanut butter milkshakes your way and all that stuff, what's your favorite thing to get in there?
Right now, I saw you getting this bagel with the, what the bagel come with?
Cream cheese.
Cream cheese. Strawberry cream cheese, because that's the only one we got. I started getting that a lot. I get cereal from now on, Frosty Flakes. I like honey roasted peanuts. They really good, too.
Batman, Superman, Spider-Man. If you could be one, who and why?
Superman. The X-ray vision, can fly, all that. I mean, because he do got that crazy, he got a weakness. I don't know if Batman got a weakness. Do he got a weakness?
Well, he's just a regular dude.
True.
In a suit.
I don't know. I do like Spider-Man. I'll say Spider-Man.
See, everybody comes back to Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
It's really weird. Like, I would never pick Spider-Man. I'm a Batman guy,
because you got the
though.
Instincts, all that. You can fly.
And you get those shoot the spider webs. Yeah. Yeah. You a theme park guy or no?
Theme park. I can ride some roller coasters.
Where do you like to go? Best of my knowledge, it looked like you had a good time at Universal back at the bowl game.
Oh, yeah. We had, I don't know what we had, bro. I'm not riding that again, though.
The Velocicoaster?
Something like that, yeah.
The one with the dinosaurs?
No, actually, I think that one broke before we was about to get on it. It literally had stopped working. We had to go back on the bus, but it was another one. I'm not doing that one again. I told them I'm not doing that again. They tricked me.
You know the easiest way not to do that one again?
What?
Play good enough where you don't have to go back to the Citrus Bowl and you go to the bigger bowl.
Yeah, that's the plan. That is the goal.
College football playoff, as we discussed.
That is the goal. That would be nice. I can't wait.
What one person that's off the field at Tennessee? I don't mean Coach Martinez or Coach Heupel. Someone who is not an on-the-field coach.
That has, like,
had an impact on you.
I'll say my counselor, Miss Vanessa, Miss V. Even though, like, I can talk to my parents about stuff too.
Sure.
But, like, I can talk to her as well. Same, like, I can kind of open up to her as well. Even though she might kind of clown me, which I know she'll give me that realism that I need to kind of snap back out of some stuff that I just need to snap back out of. Miss Vanessa.
What about, like, the equipment managers?
Equipment managers?
Hawk, Frage, Max.
Oh, I love Hawk. I love Hawk. Hawk funny. Hawk my dog. Little air, I horn, but yeah.
Everybody's wanting ready for Hawk to blow the horn because that means practice is over. Hit that triple horn, Hawk.
Yeah.
You practice guy?
No, I like game. I like practice sometimes. It depends what we do in practice, but I like game.
Spring ball and then fall camp. How much of it, like, because I mean, like, you know, at fall camp, you know, at the end of fall camp, there's a game, right? Spring ball, though, I mean, there's a game, but it's the spring game. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, like, how different is that?
We try not to make it as different because, like, even though, like, we facing a whole nother team, at the end of the day, I'm still facing some good guys as well. So I know I still got to come on my A game. I can't just go out there just to go out there. So I don't think it's too different. Just keeping that speed. I just feel like the speed is different. Because we're going against a whole nother scheme and all that. So, like, yeah, it's going to be different. But other than that, I don't think it's too different.
For you, what's the ultimate goal?
NFL. First round.
First round NFL.
Try to be the first corner off the board.
And in a dream scenario, what team are you? What team's picking you in this?
The Bengals.
Not the Bills? Not your favorite team?
The Bengals.
Why?
I don't know. I just... You said that was the first one that came to my head.
You just want to stay in orange.
The Bengals. Even dog. Man, actually, I don't know. Yeah, the Bengals. I like the Bengals. We'll go with the Bengals.
What NFL player do you look up most to? I don't mean model your game after. It can be somebody that doesn't play DB. Like, you know, if somebody's on, you're like, oh, I got to watch that.
Who would I say? I'll say Jalen Ramsey. He kind of a chill, low-key guy as well.
With the Dolphins now?
Yeah. So I'll say Jalen Ramsey. I just like how he handled his stuff out. I like how he handled his business off the field.
Best memories from high school is what?
Best memory? I'll say my senior game. They had put me on offense, and I had ran a double move, and I had topped the DB, and I had danced in the end zone. Got a flag. I didn't get the flag, but my teammate got the flag, and he had to do the up-downs for it. So about it.
But you scored.
I scored. Favorite memory.
Now you really want to – will you break out the same dance if you score here?
For sure. Actually, I don't know. It's kind of outdated now. I'll probably hit you with something else, but it might be a dance.
What's in the – when you're listening to music, what are you listening to?
I like Huncho. I like Lil Baby. I like Youngboy, of course. Yeah, I think everybody like Youngboy. I got more people, but, like, it's really just all on my playlist. For real.
Do you listen to the same thing for every game, or is it totally different?
I try to keep it different. Try to keep everything fresh. Everything.
If you could only pick one song to listen to before a game, what would it be?
Ooh. I don't know. There's a lot. I say Meek Mill. I ain't gonna lie. Meek Mill, Dreams and Nightmares. It is just classic. It's always gonna be good.
If you could score a touchdown on a pick six, home or road?
Road.
Why?
I just love when they cheering, and then as soon as you catch it, everybody.
Silence.
You can hear a pin drop. I love that. I love it. So you just make it play, everybody just. Then you be looking at the fans' faces, they be all panicking and stuff. I love it.
Who's one player heading into this season that people either don't know about or aren't talking about that you think is going to take a huge step? Like, to give you perspective, I asked the same thing to James Pierce. He said Jason Jenkins. So who's that for you?
I say Andre.
Andre Turntime. Number 17.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep 18, you always tell him you're one better than him.
He might be changing too.
Everybody changes.
Everybody.
As we get you out the door, what have you enjoyed most about Coach Banks, Coach Heupel?
How they just keep it 100% with me. How they always kept it 100% with me, even through the recruiting process, how they made me feel safe, like it's home. And, like, they're, like, really my parents. I know, like, I can trust them. If I go with them with a problem, they can give me the honest opinion. Or if they be like, I'm slacking, they might be like, hey, Rick, come on, let's go. Pick it up. We expect, like, big things out of you. So I just I really trust them. I trust him a lot.
Well, they got a lot of trust in this guy and a lot of high hopes for him heading into this 2024 season. Spring ball a week from today, Ricky Gibson is going to be one to watch for the next 2-3 years here on Rocky Top.